In 2018, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated about 1 in 59 children have autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. That's up from 1 in 68 from the previous estimate 2 years prior. The CDC says the increase could be due, in part, to improved diagnosis in Black and Hispanic children. Their conclusion led a researcher at the University of Colorado Boulder to take a closer look at the data. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel is here to discuss that research with us. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Henry.
Cynthia Nevison is this University of Colorado Boulder researcher, normally specializes in climate science, earth and environmental science. Why did she co-author an autism study?
That was my first question. About 12 years ago, when she was expecting her first son, Nevison read an article about autism rates in boys and became concerned.
Today, a pregnant woman has something like a 1 in 25 chance or 4% chance that her son will develop autism. And yet our public health agencies are telling her they don't really know why this is happening, that there's no practical advice they can give her to prevent it. The best she can aim for is early diagnosis.
So for the past 10 years, Nevison has studied government data on ASD rates with the goal of visualizing and quantifying U.S. trends over time.
The public has kind of accepted this narrative of better and expanded diagnosis, but it's actually contradicted by the government's own best available data.
Her study focuses on the prevalence of autism in Black and Hispanic children compared to white children over time. What do we know about what she found?
One of her conclusions confirmed the results of previous studies that shows an increase in ASD rates in children of color. The rates among Hispanics are also rising rapidly, and if the trend continues, they will soon surpass whites. On the other hand, rates for Black children have caught up with and passed their white counterparts. Nevison said these findings challenge the theory that there's just a natural genetic level of autism in the population.
Because if Blacks are actually surpassing the rates of whites, that suggests that there are environmental factors at play to which Blacks are more vulnerable.
Overall, the study reiterates what we already know. Autism rates are increasing. Why report on it?
Nevison mentioned that environmental exposures may contribute to the increase in Black and Hispanic children, which intrigued me. But she didn't pinpoint these factors in the study. So I asked a couple organizations in Colorado why they think rates are increasing, including Firefly Autism in Denver.
We're walking through the school-age program. We have our primary, elementary, and then this is our early childhood program.
Ken Nguyen is the chief clinical officer. The organization provides a range of services, including on-site early intervention and home and community-based programs. Nguyen takes me to meet 6-year-old Joaquin.
What color? Is it red?
Red.
Joaquin is Mexican and Black, and one of a growing number of children of color to be diagnosed with ASD. Today, he's working on colors with Jillian, his early intervention therapist.
What about that one? What color?
Blue.
What color?
Green.
Joaquin is enrolled in Firefly's early childhood program and comes here every day. His mom says he was diagnosed with autism when he was about 4.
You think you just have a bad kid that doesn't listen. That's what I thought it was at first.
Herminia Garcia has an older son and says a red flag went up when Joaquin didn't hit the same milestones.
Once I just started seeing, you know, he wasn't talking, he wasn't, you know, doing stuff that other kids would do. You know, he should have been going potty training, that type of stuff.
A nurse suggested he be tested for autism, which Garcia did through the Jeffco School District. Then they referred Joaquin to Firefly. Here's Ken Nguyen again.
When he first came to us, he kind of was like a bull in a china shop and kind of had a difficulty coordinating with his peers. So we work a lot with group dynamics and social skills within a group.
Nguyen has worked in the field for over 30 years and seen a steady increase in autism, but says in the past it was mainly diagnosed in white kids.
But we've seen over the years that spread into communities of color. I don't believe there's anything specific to those communities that is indicative of that change in prevalence. I think it's about awareness.
Now, I asked him to further clarify why diagnoses have increased in communities of color. He reiterated that there's just more awareness and less stigma around the disorder, and he did not point to environmental factors.
I understand that viewpoint is also shared by the Autism Society of Colorado.
Yes, and they pointed to other studies that found Hispanic and Black children receive a diagnosis of ASD later in life and are more likely to be misdiagnosed first compared to their white counterparts. These disparities are caused by several factors, including language barriers, cultural factors, and ASD identification practices that are often standardized with white monolingual children.
I want to come back to Joaquin for a moment. He's been going to Firefly Autism for a couple of years now, and earlier we heard him talking, listing off colors. How's he doing?
His mom, Erminia Garcia, said one of the biggest hurdles was communication. Joaquin didn't talk before, and he's a big, strong kid, so he would often use his body or physical behavior to express himself. But Joaquin's become more verbal, is learning sign language, and even has a talking device.
I started seeing lots of changes in Joaquin. He started listening, he started following direction, he started knowing how to play with his toys, playing with peers.
So after all this reporting, what are the big takeaways?
Both Ken Nguyen at Firefly Autism and the Autism Society of Colorado say early detection is still key, and that often starts with parents knowing the signs of autism. Nguyen says the earlier the diagnosis, the earlier a child can receive treatment. And everyone agrees more research needs to be done to better understand the rise in ASD rates, including researcher Cynthia Nevison.
I think that our default assumption should be that these rates are real, they're increasing, they're going to pose an increasing burden on society as, you know, more and more children age out into the adult social services network, and we really need to start addressing this issue with urgency.
And that's why the Colorado Department of Health and Environment has information about autism on its website, including a list of signs and symptoms of ASD and resources for both children and adults who have been diagnosed.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.